You're listening to SBS News.
Crown Resorts shareholders have responded after Executive Chairman John Alexander suggested allegations of impropriety by the casino operator are a media beat-up. Mr. Alexander used his address to Crown's annual general meeting to criticise Nine newspapers for reporting the existence of corruption allegations against Crown when they couldn't independently verify them.
To give you a taste of the quality of this journalism, let me quote from the article itself. The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald have been unable to independently verify the material. Now, as someone who has spent 50 years' experience in journalism and media management, 40 active years in this country, and someone who was once editor-in-chief of both the Sydney Morning Herald and the Australian Financial Review, I have never seen a quality news organisation publish a story it openly admits it hasn't been able to verify.
Independent MP Andrew Wilkie's called for a royal commission into Crown Resorts. In July, among the allegations made, the Nine owned papers accused Crown of using businessmen with links to organised crime to lure in high rollers from overseas. The papers also allege Crown lobbied the Department of Home Affairs to fast track their visas. Earlier this month, the whistleblower accused Crown of failing to take steps against money laundering. Former AFL CEO Andrew Demetriou is a non-executive director of Crown. He dismissed the allegations just before the meeting re-elected him to his position on the board.
I mean, these are sensational, substantiated allegations and they will be tested in due course. We operate in a very compliant environment, highly regulated, both with state and federal agencies. I'm a very proud member of this board, very proud of what Crown does.
Just about all of the questions directed to the board came from anti-gambling advocates and Crown shareholders Tim Costello and Stephen Mayne. Mr. Costello asked Mr. Alexander if he regretted denying last year Crown had tampered with its poker machines, when in the end Crown was fined $300,000 over the matter.
When I asked the question about Andrew Wilkie, who they attacked vehemently, full-page ads, and later, it was found that Andrew Wilkie was absolutely right. They were fined $300,000 by the regulatory body, and John Alexander refused to admit they'd done anything wrong. So when they denied back then and were found guilty and went into utter denial today, it was truly shocking.
Shareholder activist and crikey.com.au founder Stephen Mayne says he was expecting more transparency from the directors during the meeting.
On all of the specific allegations about special visa access for colourful international high rollers, they just refused to talk because they said there's upcoming inquiries. And on everything else, they just said, we deny everything and the media is making it up.
The Australian Law Enforcement Integrity Commission is due to hold an inquiry into interactions between the Department of Home Affairs and Crown over visas for Crown's VIP gamblers. Evan Young, SBS News.